So let's jump right into it. And the UK and others, they've said basically they are stopping flights to South Africa. This is after the detection of a new variant here in our country. We are not alone, though. Five other Southern African nations are also affected. 22 cases of new variant have been detected so far here. But Germany and Italy now joining the UK in banning most travel from South Africa. The EU has also proposed prohibiting travel from South Africa. Eyewitness News reporter Mia Lindeke is taking a look at the story. Good afternoon, Mia. Tell us more about the latest travel ban from Germany and Italy, but also what this ban means for families who want to visit relatives. We've got Christmas coming.
Yes, Ray. So Germany's new travel restrictions will start this afternoon, and only German nationals will be allowed to enter. They will have to quarantine for about 14 days upon arrival, even if they are vaccinated. In Italy, government is banning entry to those who have been to South Africa, Lesotho, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Namibia, and Eswatini in the last 2 weeks. These countries say that they are following maximum caution, and the last thing that they now want is a new variant in their country. Now, Britain has announced that all flights from South Africa and its neighbours would be banned from 2 p.m. this afternoon. Now, this couldn't have come at a worse time, Ray, for South African families. We are heading into Christmas, and people and families are really desperate to see their loved ones. This is surely going to have a huge impact on them for a second year now. Let's listen to what this man had to say. He painted a really bleak picture of South Africans and what the impact really will have on their Christmas plans.
A friend of mine, his brother was in the air on the way from the UK when the announcement came. So he goes back, he's got a quarantine for 10 days. His partner's daughter, she's got a quarantine for 10 days, and that would mean she would be quarantined for Christmas.
So then, Mia, what is international nations saying about this? You heard what he had to say. There is concern here. What are they saying about maybe perhaps the UK and others rushing into this?
Yes, Durko says that this decision was rushed, Ray. Our scientists don't even know yet what the implications are on our citizens. Just a short while ago, before I came on air, the NICD sent out a fresh statement saying that our citizens should remain calm. Please don't panic. They are still figuring out, you know, how serious this is, the mutation of this new variant, and what this means for us. You know, the situation is changing rapidly, yes, but the World Health Organization also hasn't given more specific details. And Durko is saying it looks like, you know, these international, the other countries have actually rushed into it. The International Relations Minister, Naledi Pandor, is hoping to meet virtually with her counterparts so that the scientists can sit down, our scientists and scientists abroad, to navigate through what it all means for countries. And the question, like you've said, you know, are international countries overreacting in the absence of more details? Let's listen to what Durko's Clayson Munyela had to say about this.
This is not a variant that should have pushed them this quickly to take this decision, and in the blanket way in which they are doing it, particularly given the context that you painted, you know, where they remain the largest source of tourism arrivals. Or tourist arrivals in South Africa. So there's a lot riding on this, and they understand all of this. But we've also, and this is something that perhaps we haven't said publicly, that we are aware of certain dynamics within the government of the UK. There are some elements, for whatever reason, that would push for something like this. So we are also alive to that.
That's very interesting. Some elements. Okay, all right. Here on home soil, there are concerns about the local tourism sector as well. That's what they were saying. What will this mean, Mia, for businesses, especially if government now is going to consider some harsher restrictions once again?
Yes, so there's no doubt that these travel bans will impose on South Africa and our African neighboring countries will inflict devastation on these economies, Ray. These economies rely on the tourism from European visitors, especially this time of the year. companies have not yet even recovered from the previous lockdowns. You can just imagine, you know, the last bout of load shedding, you know, the impact of corruption, the weak economy. And now this is just, it couldn't have come at a worse time. Now, I spoke to Business Unity South Africa, and they say that, you know, any further lockdown restrictions by President Cyril Ramaphosa on a local level will be detrimental to our economy. And so BUSA's president, Bonang Mohale, he says that he's hoping and proposing that Ramaphosa rather consider making vaccinations mandatory to force those who are still refusing to get a jab to get their vaccines. And this will really help us, especially when we're heading into the fourth wave and this new variant. Let's listen to what Mohale had to say.
The South African economy is literally on its knees, especially the tourism and hospitality sector that employs on average about 1.5 million people, 75% of whom are actually women. They're also concerned that it comes at the most inopportune moment when even our construction sector is absolutely decimated. But remember, there are also some own goals, self-inflicted wounds, where we were just beginning to put our arms around the 9 wasted years of state capture. We just came out of a recession.
So many, many, many problems. South Africa, its economy on its knees, the tourism sector as well. Eyewitness News reporter Mia Lindeke, thanks so much for that comprehensive report this afternoon.